This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1166. Want a bob, layers, or bangs? How to talk to your stylist in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a question from a listener. When you go to the stylist in English, how can you describe what you want? Get all of the vocabulary and things to know today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Excellent, Michelle. I heard you're going to a wedding this weekend. That's fun.
I am. I'm really excited about it. And going to be a beach wedding. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
Beautiful. Enjoy that.
Yeah. And you're going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, going to Philly. I'm going to have some Philly cheesesteaks and I'm going to have all the stuff. I'm going to have some interesting food. They have a great food scene in Philly and I'm going to run the Rocky Steps. You know, I'm going to do all the good stuff that you do in Philly.
That's fun. I love Philly. It's great there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I have kind of a random question.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten a bad haircut?
Oh, yeah. I have a very unpredictable stylist. Like sometimes.
Oh, really?
I've had her for basically as long as I've been in Boston, actually, which is crazy because she knows how to cut curly hair pretty well for the people in the salon. She's like the curly hair person. Yeah. But she's very unpredictable. I've gotten some really awesome haircuts from her and I've gotten some very weird haircuts, like uneven, incorrect, just like kind of bad. So I never know what to do. I never know, should I move on, find a new stylist? Should I keep going back to her? So yeah, I've gotten a bad haircut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I had it once where I asked for a trim and because I was growing out my hair and I asked for a trim and he kept on like turning me around and around in the chair. And by the time he had cut me like it was like above my shoulders and it had been like below. It was totally, he didn't listen at all. And I like cried, but I was also much younger.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. So how much did he take off when you just asked for
a trim? Like at least like 5 or 6 inches. Like when I had asked for a trim.
Oh, he was
like,
well, that's not a trim.
I'm like, okay, well
that's awful. That's awful.
Yeah. So this was a long time ago. So ever since then, I'm like a little bit scared of somebody cutting my hair too short. Now I'm wearing my hair, I haven't been like blow drying or straightening my hair lately. So I've been kind of enjoying wearing it kind of wavy, curly.
Good.
And so, you know, I actually really like it, but now I'm thinking about like cutting it kind of a little bit shorter for some fun, but
for summertime, maybe summertime. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm very scared to do that.
So. I mean, it's when you think about it, hairdressers have a huge responsibility and you're very vulnerable when you go to the hairdresser.
Oh my gosh. You're putting a lot of, I mean, if you're putting a lot of trust into that person.
Even for men, you know, it really, your look, your style, your hairstyle can change your look for years, right? If they do something drastically wrong. I remember when I had to get my hair cut in Japan because I was there for a year and a half. I remember going to the hairdresser and they did a fine job. They had their own style. It was not a bad haircut, but I remember I was really fascinated. They offered massages, like shoulder massages. And it was it felt more a salon, like more like a spa and less like a salon. It was nice, actually. Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Once Dan went, when we were in Italy, he actually decided to get a haircut there, like just for fun, because he just like wanted one. I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome. But it was cool. And he got that really cool experience. It was nice. And he got a cool experience. That's kind of a unique experience to get your hair cut
in another country. Yeah. I like do it when I travel. I like to do like daily life things in other countries. Oh, it's fun. Yeah.
It is, for sure. So we have a question from a listener today that it was a voicemail question. And so I'm just basically going to summarize it. But so this is from Lucy, Lucy Mika, and she asked about personal care. She was asking, kinds of things that you say to at the hair salon, a little bit about the culture of the salon, like is it expensive and like what would you say? How do you tell your stylist what you want? And also how to talk about someone who cares about their looks a down to earth way. But today we're going to really focus on the haircut part, the first part of her question. And we're going to do this in a couple parts because there's a lot to it. But I really love this question.
Awesome. And we love getting voice messages from you guys.
That's, fun to hear.
It's so cool to hear our listeners' voices. Guys, that's another way to ask us a question. So if you come back to our blog, you'll see the little SpeakPipe button pop out from the left side of the site. So come back to allearsenglish.com/episodes and it'll pop right out. You can click on it and record your voice. Leave us a message. Very cool.
Okay, perfect. So we're gonna get into it in just a second. But Lindsay, do you wanna thank some of our reviewers first?
Of course okay. I do, Michelle. I wanna say thank you to our most recent reviewers in our podcast player. So this is Stitcher or Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you to, let's see. Well, I don't have the name. It's someone in Japan on April 29th. I can't quite read. It's even in hiragana and I should be able to read that, but I can't. Sorry. Something 25 from Japan. Kelvin Philippe from Brazil. Miho Soga from Japan, Azuz Leeds from the UK, and Ikab9 from Russia. Guys, thank you so much for these reviews. We love them. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, and what Aya has asked a question in her review, so we've got that question written down. Guys, that's a good way to do it. Let us know what you think of the show and throw your question right in there. It's a good way to make sure we see your question.
Perfect. All right. Well, we really appreciate that, guys.
Very cool. Let's get back to cutting hair.
All right, back to the haircut. So Lucy actually brought up one of a really funny Friends episode, which I appreciated. And in this episode, she was asking kind of about this also. So I just wanted to address it really quick. On Friends, so the character Monica was asking Phoebe to cut her hair. And she said she wanted her hair to look like Demi Moore's hairstyle. If you don't know, Demi is a beautiful actress. Yeah. And Phoebe is cutting, and Monica's looking, and she doesn't want to be too critical because Phoebe was nervous about cutting her hair because she said she's too critical and she doesn't want to be like, nervous. So Monica said, oh no, I'm not. I'm very relaxed. And so because she said that she's looking at this haircut and she's like, oh my gosh, what's going on? She's making this terrible face. And then she says, well, the haircut is terrible. And she says, well, what happened? I want it to look like and Phoebe says, well, this is how he wears it. And she said, who? She says, Demi Moore. And she said that, and they realized that she's talking about an actor, Dudley Moore. And Phoebe thought she wanted to have this man's haircut. And it was a terrible haircut and it was hilarious. So, I love that episode. So Lucy, thanks for bringing that up. But she was saying, what went wrong there? And it was just the misunderstanding was just about out who the actor was.
Oh, interesting.
So that was interesting. So that's why you might want to bring a picture instead of just saying the name.
Yeah, for sure. And even if it's not like if you're not trying to look like a celebrity, even if you just have a sense of maybe you snap a photo at a magazine, just something you like, that's always a good option. It doesn't always work for me with my stylist, but it's a good thing to try.
yeah. So we're going to talk about more like what happens. You get in and there, you know, you start to talk about the style. So if you do bring in a picture, what could you say?
Okay. So you can show them the picture. Probably it's on your phone and you can say, can you do something that looks like this? Right.
Yeah. Just something like that. And then if you want, sometimes I go in and I just want advice. Like, I'm not sure what I want. So if I just want advice, I might just say like, oh, what would you recommend?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend?
Sephora stores are everywhere you are. So just pop in when you need a brown lip to match your 90s playlist, a confidence boost before your interview, or a last minute gift for mom's birthday. There's always a Sephora near you. Just pop in. Use our store locator to find your local Sephora or Sephora at Kohl's.
Or you could say, I want something blank. And what are those things you might want, for example, Michelle?
For example, you could say a big phrase that comes up is like low maintenance, right? Mm. Do you hear that one? Like, because if you're a person, you just want to wake up, you don't want to do too much to your hair. You just you're not going to put a lot of product in it. You're not going to blow dry it, blah, blah, blah. You might say, oh, I want something low maintenance.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, that's good. Low maintenance. And then, or I want something cute, which is kind of ambiguous. We probably would want to be a little bit more clear on what's cute to you, right?
right. Or stylish, or, you know, I forgot to put this in, but if you're asking for length off, sometimes they just put you in front of the mirror and they say, like, what are we doing today?
Oh, right? Usually. I think typically what you do is you walk into the salon, or what happens to me is my stylist comes and gets me in the lobby. She walks me to her chair and we sit down and look at it. Dry and we say, okay, what do we want to do? And we envision what we want. And then I go to the person to wet my hair and to just kind of get under the faucet and that's it. And then I go back to my stylist.
Right. Yeah. Right. So exactly. So I forgot to put this in, but like, let's say, you want, you know, how many inches, you usually start talking in inches or in length. You'll say like, oh, I want it to my shoulders or just a couple of inches off, something like that.
Yep. Precisely.
right. So that's what you might say. But, I also wanted to include some, you know, kind of specific, style words.
Because
I thought that'd be fun. So what's the first one, Lindsay? We kind of threw this one out a little bit already.
Yeah, just a trim. This is super common. You hear this all the time. It really means you just want to take off maybe 2 inches, right? An inch.
Yeah, usually
inches.
Like the unhealthy part. Maybe if they're split ends.
Split ends. Yeah, sure. That's a good one too. Split ends.
I know there's so many vocabulary words in with this. I know I had to like pick and choose, but yeah, split ends. Oh gosh, we could do 10 episodes about haircuts
for sure. And now these next three I don't know that well, so you're gonna have to chime in here, Michelle. What's the next one?
So the next one is pixie cut.
Okay, what does that look like? I'm confused about that.
A pixie cut is like a short hairstyle. Like, and guys, we're focusing mostly on like, these are words that I know for, you know, potentially more so women's cuts.
Yeah. Right.
So, but I will talk about men in just a second quickly. I just went with what I know. So a pixie cut is, it's basically a short hairstyle. Like,
okay.
If I have a friend who has a really cute pixie cut, it's like totally short and very stylish. And so that's what it is. If it's just a short style.
Okay. And what's a bob?
A bob is when you think of like the 1920s. Right? Like, it's like usually like pretty short, but it's not like short. It's like maybe down to like your chin.
Okay. And it kind of goes under, sort of curls under.
Now I'm going to go look at a picture.
I can envision it from the movies in the 20s.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Kind of like a chin length. So that's what I would say as a bob. And then, so we have pixie cut and bob. And now this is a fun one. What's the next one, Lindsay? Have you heard of this?
I only know this in tennis. A lob is a high shot that you hit over someone's head. What is a lob when it comes to the hairstylist?
So a lob is a long bob.
That's
funny.
Okay.
So a lob is usually like, you know, it's not long hair. It's not to your chin. It's kind of in the middle. It's like a little bit. It's like if you picture, you know, hairstyle to your shoulders and then a little bit shorter than that.
Interesting.
But it's not like all the way to your chin. So maybe somebody, like I've had it before where I'm like, oh, I'm considering a bob, even though I'm way too scared to cut my hair short. Mm-hmm. Usually somebody will say, oh, well, what about a lob? And then I feel a lot better.
About a lob. I've never heard that before. That's so funny. Really? My stylist, it's kind of new actually.
Like I only started hearing the word lob in like the last couple of years.
Interesting. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, maybe I'll start to hear it. Maybe this, I have a haircut next. Actually, I have a haircut in May. Well, this we're recording in advance, so I have already gotten my haircut. Hopefully it went well. Knock on wood.
I hope so too.
But I always ask for layers, and that's our next key word. So layers. Yeah. Like I like to layer my hair and get angles going because I don't like the idea of having it all be the same length. I really hate that. For some reason, it feels too straight and narrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I usually get layers too. So sometimes, you know, they'll say like, oh, do you want layers? Or, you know, sometimes they'll call them long layers.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
So nothing that goes too short. Yeah. But no, I feel like layers are always a good idea.
Probably a good idea. Yeah. So you don't look like you had a haircut in the 80s.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then bangs. Of course, bangs were a thing in the 80s, right? I mean, but some people have them now too. And it kind of, yeah. They've kind of gone in and out of style over the years.
Right. And sometimes people will get that side swept bang, like, you know, it's not like just all across. It's just kind of like to the side, like you might like a swoopy bang or something.
Yeah. I guess I kind of have something sort of like that, but yeah, sort of. Okay. Yeah. So that's also really common. So bangs, guys, that's the word. And one more is blow dried straight.
Yeah. So sometimes at the end, you know, they might say, oh, do you want it blow dried? And, you know, so basically that will likely be a straight style because then they start with the brush and the
they're gonna straighten it out. Yeah
Sometimes that costs extra, sometimes it doesn't.
I remember when I first started working with my stylist, I feel like our relationship has evolved. At first, she just didn't get, like, I have curly hair and it's not meant to be brushed, first of all, outside of the shower, and it's not meant to be blow dried. And so I went in and the first like three times she tried to blow dry my hair and I was totally offended. I walked out with straight hair. I'm like, my hair is not meant to be straight. Never. Yeah. And so finally I was like, no, you know what? We need to diffuse this, or we need to just leave it as it is, because curly hair should not be blow dried straight. And she should know that because she's supposed to be the curl specialist at the salon.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. The curl specialist wanted your hair to be straight.
Yeah, it's really weird. It's really weird. So anyways, I could go on, but I won't.
That's funny. So guys, we just kind of threw out a lot of vocabulary there. I did just, you know, I'm sorry. This it was more directed potentially to a female style. But for men, I was just asking my husband, and he was talking to me about how if you're a man, like you usually tell them, oh, can I get a zero or a one or a two on the sides? It's like all about the length. It's much more just like numbers.
Maybe we should have Dan on as a guest to talk about that.
Oh, actually, he would love that. That would be hilarious.
We should have Dan's voice on the show. I mean, our listeners want to meet him. They've heard about him. They want to meet him for sure.
Yeah, he would love that. So guys, we don't have time to go into, I'm sorry to the guys, we don't have too much time to go into all of that today, but maybe we'll get to another day.
All right, what do you think? You want to do the role play real quick, Michelle? You want to do that?
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we do have a role play. So in this case, I'm going to be your stylist, your hairstylist. Okay. So what are we thinking for today?
Well, I don't want too much off the length, but I don't just want to trim.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, what would you recommend?
I think you could take a couple inches off. What's your lifestyle like?
Well, I don't have a lot of time in the morning, so I want something more on the low maintenance side. Let me look at my phone for some ideas. Oh, yeah. I like this. Can you do something that looks like this?
Definitely. Great idea. You're good with the bangs, right?
Yeah, I think they'd look good. So just a few layers, and I don't want it to be too short, like a bob.
Got it. I'll do more of a lob. Sound good?
Let's do it.
Okay, that sounds very typical. I feel like this is a conversation I might have with a new stylist. You know, someone I haven't seen before, that they don't know your lifestyle yet. They don't know you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. So we started off here, Michelle, and you said, I don't just want to trim. So you're asking for a little bit more than just coming in to trim off the dead layers or the dead the split ends, right?
Right, exactly. And then I said, well, what would you recommend?
Yeah, perfect. Very common. And then you said, I want something more on the low maintenance side. Yeah. And sometimes if you're a woman, your hairstylist might ask you, do you want to be able to pull it back, right? Do you play sports? Do you want to be able to pull it back out of your face? So it has to be a certain length to be able to pull it back.
Right. Exactly. And then, so I looked at my phone for ideas and I said, can you do something that looks like this?
Okay. That was really last minute. you know what I mean?
I know. I hadn't looked at all. Yeah, I know. That was
that was crazy, but that's fine. And then I said, you're good with the bangs, right? Because I guess the photo had bangs in it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you want to make sure that, so by saying you're good with it. Yeah. You want to make sure before you chop them off. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's a big change. If you go from no bangs to bangs, that's a huge change to your look.
Definitely. And then I said, so just a few layers. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I don't want it to be too short, like a bob.
Yeah. And then I said, got it. I'll do more of a lob. It'll be interesting. I'll ask my stylist if she knows that term.
Yeah. You'll have to let me know.
Yeah. This is good. Yeah.
So this was fun. And so, guys, you know, we're going to follow up on this topic. And for, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, you know, I have more of a male haircut, or I want to talk about, you know, like, right. Yeah. Well, we can talk about that too. But some of these phrases would also help you. So don't think that you listen to this for nothing.
Yeah, for sure. And thank you to our listener for the question. We love those voice questions. We love that.
For sure.
So we'll be back to this topic another day, right, Michelle?
Definitely. A day very soon.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.